In 2018, the Utah legislature passed HB 35, allowing cities to use ranked choice voting. An RCV ballot lists all the candidates running for each open seat. Instead of voting for one favorite candidate, voters rank their choices first, second, third, etc., providing an instant runoff and eliminating a need for a primary election. If your favorite candidate finishes last, your vote rolls to your second favorite candidate. Heber City Clerk Trina Cook said by eliminating the primary, they cut election costs in half.
The Heber City Council voted to participate in the ranked choice voting process this year. So our ballot will be a little bit different. Instead of vote for one, you will just vote for your candidate in order of preference. This will eliminate our primary election, as there's not going to be a vote by party either. It's just a vote by preference for each candidate.
This year, Heber City will have different candidate filing periods than other municipalities in Wasatch County. The filing period for Heber City candidates is Tuesday, August 10th at 8 a.m. through Tuesday, August 17th at 5 p.m. Declarative filings must be in person. Heber City offices are closed Fridays, but will be open for candidate filings on Friday, August 13th from 8 to 5. You can find a link to the merits of ranked choice voting on kpcw.org. Cook said the state would finalize the RCV process on May 10th. She'll update the city election website with the details as they are available.
The winning candidate has to have a majority of votes cast. The person with the least number of votes will drop off. Won't have a winner until they win by 50% plus one in the contest. But it's a process where the objective is to get the most favorable candidate for the majority of the people, even if it wasn't your number one pick.
Midway City has two open city council seats and a mayor's race this year. The council voted against adopting the RCV system, so they'll follow the state candidate filing calendar. The towns of Hideout, Charleston, Independence, Daniel, Interlaken, and Walsburg will also hold elections for mayor and two open council seats for terms beginning in 2022. Utah's primary election is August 10th. Registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. The voter registration deadline is Friday, July 30th at 5 p.m. at the Wasatch County Clerk's Office. However, voter registration is allowed during early voting and on Election Day. Two forms of ID are required. Eligible candidates must be residents of the town for the past 12 months, a U.S. citizen, and a registered voter. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.